Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 7 of MIAA Weekly. I'm your host, Jesse Cordova, and today, in part 1, we head to Topeka, Kansas to learn more about the Washburn Ichabods in 2019 and whether or not they'll improve on their 5-6 mark from a season ago. Before we get started, I want to remind everybody to email the show at miaaweekly@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at miaaweekly. In 2018, the Washburn Ichabods, at this time of year, looked like a team that might be a sleeper to make a run at the top half of the conference standings. They returned a starting quarterback, an all-conference caliber wide receiver, a strong running game, experienced offensive linemen, and a ton of talent on defense. Fast forward to the end of the season, the Ichabods were 5-6 in the bottom half of the league and missing out on the postseason. In 2019, the Ichabods are hoping to have better results with less proven talent than they had at this time a year ago. Gone from the Ichabods defense are outstanding linebackers Derek McGreevy and Austin Tillman, and gone from the secondary is current NFL player Corey Ballantyne. I caught up with Washburn head coach Craig Schurig at MIAA Media Days in Kansas City, and we talked about the 2018 season and what specific deficiencies he thought led to Washburn underachieving last season and what position groups he's depending on to improve those marks in 2019 in the hopes of preventing a repeat of last year's losing season. Welcome back into MIAA Weekly. I'm Jesse Cordova, joined now by Washburn Ichabods head coach Craig Schurig. Coach, thanks a lot for giving me some time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.
Of course. Last year, you had a lot of experience kind of returning. Mm-hmm. Season didn't really go probably the way you anticipated. You know, walk me through the year and kind of put a bow on it.
Yeah, we weren't consistent is probably the key word. Felt like we had some games. We had probably 9 games we played pretty decent. Some of them didn't go the way you want them to. We had a couple games we didn't play very well at all. But it was a little disappointing. We kind of rode a roller coaster of a season, but we had some really good performances. We had J.J. Brenniahop had a great year at receiver. Corey Ballantyne had a great year at corner. Our two inside linebackers were fantastic. But we just didn't consistently get it done in the fourth quarter. So that's really the thing that we're hoping for. One of the plain stats that we think we need to do a lot better job is running the ball on a consistent basis. And usually if you run the ball consistently, you have more success in the fourth quarter. And that's kind of what our sights are set on.
So do you think running the ball, I mean, one of the stats that I had written down about you guys, you were actually the most efficient third down team in the league, but then you also finished 8th in scoring. Yeah. Do you think that's kind of a direct corollary?
For sure, absolutely. We had some we were inconsistent in a sense. When you're getting those first downs, that's awesome, and you should be able to run the ball better. We were highly inconsistent, and some of it had to do with injuries and things like that, but we never really got a firm grip of, you know, who's going to be our running backs. We had a lot of different guys running the ball. The timing of them hitting the hole wasn't as good as it needed to be. And we didn't sustain our blocks long enough. So put that all together, you're not going to run the ball well in a physical conference. So if we feel like if we can add to our run game and truly be two-dimensional, we have a chance to be pretty good on offense.
Who do you anticipate going to be kind of the bell cow as far as the running back group this year?
In the running back group, yeah, Zach Willis is a guy that his sophomore year had a great year. He was injured last year and took a red shirt. Ryan Peru is another one. Curtis Witten. We feel like those three in particular have pretty good experience, and they should, you know, they should tote the ball quite a bit. We have some other guys. Will Evans is a guy that came on strong at the end of the year. But we feel like we'll be kind of by committee, but, you know, hopefully the big thing is our yards per carry is up there. You know, you want it in that 4.5-5 range, and we've been in the, you know, low 3, even below 3 sometimes, and that's hard to win football games like that.
Okay. Let's talk about the quarterback position.
Yes.
It's a position that I know you have no personal stake in whatsoever.
Yeah, that's right.
Mitch Schurig, what kind of progression has he made since he stepped on campus?
Yeah, I think, you know, last year I think he played pretty decent. He had some games where he didn't play as well as he should have, but I think he learned from it. And as the season went on, he showed some really good things. I think his leadership skills have come out, so he's showed some really good leadership in the spring, and it appears so in the summer. We have some good depth there, too, with Ian Trapp and Chaz Capps, and Ian played a significant amount last year. But Mitchell, I think, has a lot of trust with his offensive line. I think he's a kid that will distribute the ball pretty well and feel good about handing it off to a running back, you know. So I think he'll make good decisions getting us in and out of plays. I think he'll be consistent, and I think he'll, the big jump will be, hey, you know, really be a leader from that position as, you know, coming into this year.
Switch over to the defensive side of the ball. You made mention kind of at the beginning about the production you mm-hmm. got from your inside linebackers and then also from Corey Ballantyne. Those guys are all gone.
I know it.
So where does that production come from, and does it change what you want to do defensively
at
all?
Yeah, I think we'll stay with our system, but the tackles will be spread out a little bit more. So we'll have Brooks Peavler is a guy that's been waiting in the wings to play, and he's played a significant amount. Kyle Emmerich's another one, and those two will be our starters. Garrett Barnett Kruger is another really good linebacker that now it's his turn to kind of show out a little bit, and Grant Bruner. So the four of them, I think, will kind of split the time, whereas before we had two guys in McGreevy and Tillman. So I think they'll do a fine job. I think up front, D-line wise, we'll really push for them to play a little harder and carry that through the fourth quarter. And I think we'll have a lot of guys play. I think we'll have 8 or 9 guys play on the defensive front. And then in the secondary, Josh Wright should be a leader for us there. And he's somebody we think can have a really big year with his talent base. And then again, in the secondary, we should have a number of guys that played last year. And now it's their second or third year, and we anticipate a jump in that too. So, you know, we won't have Corey had a lot of production for us there, but now it'll be kind of a shared production.
Okay. Complete this sentence for me.
Yeah.
The Washburn Ichabods in 2019 will go as far as blank carries them.
I think it's our running game on both sides of the ball. So if our defensive front is stout enough to, you know, really make it tough on teams to run the ball, we'll be successful on defense. And then really we'll hang our hat on the run game on the offensive side. And that just means we'll be balanced. We're not going to be a team that runs it 60 times. But we have to have production when we're running the ball, and it can't be, you know, 2-3 yards a carry. I mean, you got to have some yardage when you're carrying the ball. So if we have that mindset and we're successful with that, we'll have a good season.
MIAA Weekly, I'm Jesse Cordova, being joined by Washburn head coach Craig Scherr. Coach, I appreciate you taking the time. Hopefully you get some time to yourself to enjoy Kansas City today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
You're listening to MIAA Weekly. I'm your host, Jesse Cordova. That was the coach of the Washburn Ichabods, Craig Scherr, talking about the 2018 season and what it's going to take for the Ichabods to go back to a bowl game in 2019 after bowl appearances in 2016 and 17 before last year's 5-6 finish. I want to take a moment to remind everyone to email the show at miaaweekly@gmail.com. Also follow us on Twitter at @MIAAweekly. And as we look more in depth at the Washburn roster coming into the 2019 season, we start on the offensive side of the ball. A common theme in Coach Scherr's comments during that interview was that he expects his team to be better on both sides in the running game. On offense, that starts obviously in the running back room. Last year, the Ichabods were 9th in the league in total rushing offense, averaging 146 yards a game and finishing with 1,608 yards rushing for the season. The Ichabods averaged just 3.6 yards per carry in 2018. Now, Washburn does return their leading rusher from a season ago. However, because of some depth issues and some production that needs to be backfilled in another position, Hunter Browning is actually making a position switch this fall, and we'll get more into that later on. So you heard Coach Scherr talk about Zach Willis. Willis is a senior out of Belton, Missouri. He missed most of 2018 with an injury, but he was expected to be the number one running back going into last season after a 2017 campaign that saw him rush for 578 yards and four touchdowns as the backup. He averaged 6.5 yards per carry in his last full season in the backfield. With him being out for most of 2018, a handful of other running backs started getting carries when they might not have. We mentioned Browning, who is still on the roster but is making the move to wide receiver. Last year, Browning led the Ichabods with 360 rushing yards. Behind him, Will Evans was the most productive running back for the Ichabods. He ran for 227 yards and two touchdowns last year. His biggest game was in the season finale against the Nebraska Kearney Lopers. In that game, he had 17 carries for 133 yards, which was a career high. Curtis Witten is another running back who saw time last year. He finished with 218 rushing yards with three touchdowns, and you heard Coach Schurig talk about Ryan Peru. Peru didn't carry the ball very much last year. However, in 2017, he had 143 rushing yards and two touchdowns on the ground. So, by his estimation, the most important thing for this offense going into the season is going to be sorting out their rushing attack and figuring out which one of these players can not only establish themselves as the number one back in this room, but whether or not that person can end up carving himself out a reputation as being one of the more effective running backs in the MIAA. The good news for Washburn is that they return a lot of experience along the offensive line. The headliner along the offensive line is fourth-year player and returning All-American Kyle Hinton. Last year, Hinton started all 11 games for the Washburn Ichabods on his way to being named first-team All-MIAA and third-team All-American by Don Hansen. Hinton, who is a 6'3", 310-pound senior, is joined on the offensive line by fellow returners Colton Dunkel, Jake Reederer, and Jeremy Luck. Dunkel and Reederer were both honorable mention All-MIAA honorees a season ago. We've spent a lot of time in our preseason series talking about teams who have quarterback battles going into the fall. While Washburn loses a lot of production both on offense and defense, one thing they have going for them is that they know who their quarterback is going into 2019. His last name is going to sound familiar. 6'2" junior Mitch Schurig returns after stepping into the starting role for the last 9 games of the season last year. Schurig finished with 1,904 yards and 17 touchdowns. He did throw 9 picks. On the season, he averaged 212 yards passing per game and had a QB efficiency rating of 140.1. And yes, in case there's any confusion by any non-Washburn fans out there, Mitch Schurig is the son of Washburn head coach Craig Schurig. Ian Trapp is a sophomore out of Manhattan, Kansas. He got into 7 games last season, throwing for 168 yards, and he will be QB number 2 for the Ichabods this season. At wide receiver, Washburn has to replace a lot of production. The player missing that cuts the deepest for Washburn is first-team All-MIAA honoree and first-team All-Region honoree James Brania Hopp. Brania Hopp had 62 catches last year for 1,144 yards and 9 touchdowns. Those figures ranked Brania Hopp 4th in receptions, 1st in yards, and tied for 3rd in total touchdowns. His average per reception of 18.5 yards was also 5th best in the MIAA. His average of 5.6 receptions per game was good for 3rd in the league, and he led the MIAA in yards per game with 104 yards per contest. The bad news for the Ichabods at the receiving position does not stop there. In addition to losing their top receiver, Brania Hopp, they also lost their number 2 receiver, Will Hamilton. Hamilton finished with 333 yards on 24 catches last year with 2 touchdowns. Things get better for Washburn at the position after that, though. Starting tight end Jace Williams, who caught 19 balls for 230 yards and 1 touchdown, is back this season for the Ichabods and will most likely be one of the top targets for Schurig in the passing game early on in the season. We mentioned earlier on that Hunter Browning, who led the Ichabods with 360 yards rushing last season, makes the move over to wide receiver after having six catches for 54 yards last year, and experienced receivers Austin Hubert and James Letcher return in 2019 after racking up 250 and 133 yards receiving, respectively, for Washburn. Some other returning players at receiver who will look to crack the rotation this season are sophomore Colin Wilson, sophomore Garrett Statton, Arthur Rocha, senior Devin Cruz, and redshirt freshman Adam Edler and Zach Cummings. On the defensive side of the ball, Coach Shurig mentioned that he's going to be leaning very heavily on the defensive line to carry that unit in the early going and throughout the season for the Ichabods this year. That's because the defensive front is the one unit on defense where Washburn returns plenty of experience. The headliner of the group is defensive tackle Landon Urban. Last year, from the defensive interior, Urban finished fourth on the team with 43 tackles. That included six tackles for loss and 3.5 sacks. Urban is joined on the interior by fellow defensive tackle, big 330-pound Terrell Cooper. Braden Rose is a defensive end who was last year's co-freshman of the year for Washburn after finishing with 3.5 sacks and 4.5 tackles for loss and 11 games played. The last projected starter along the defensive line is junior defensive end Bradley Breckenridge. Last season, Breckenridge played in all 11 games and got to 23 tackles with 3.5 tackles behind the line of scrimmage and 2 sacks. At linebacker, the numbers don't look pretty for Washburn coming back in 2019. Projected starters Brooks Peavler and Kyle Emmerich combined for just 46 tackles in 2018. Their backups, Garrett Barnett Kruger and Grant Bruner, didn't fare too much better. Bruner had 18 tackles in 2018, and Barnett Kruger had 29. One interesting side note, Barnett Kruger actually started the game for Washburn against Nebraska Kearney last season at running back. However, the reason why the production looks so lax for Washburn coming back at linebacker in 2019 is because in 2018, Derek McGreevy and Austin Tillman played a very high percentage of the snaps for the Ichabod defense. Those two combined had 221 tackles from the linebacker spot. Both of those players, who earned multiple postseason accolades, are now gone. It's going to be up to Peavler, Emmerich, Bruner, and Barnett Kruger to fill that void and replicate that production. While Washburn loses Corey Ballantyne from last year's defensive secondary, they do return quite a few good playmakers. The first of those is the man you heard Coach Shurig reference in his interview, 5'10 senior Josh Wright. Last season, Wright started 8 games and had 23 tackles to go along with a team-best 12 pass breakups. Wright will be joined in the defensive secondary by Kevin Neal Jr., who had 2 interceptions, the best returning mark for Washburn this season, Channer Ross, who had 28 tackles and 3 pass breakups, and Dwayne Simmons, who had 28 tackles, 5 pass breakups, including 1 interception. Other defensive backs who will be looking to crack the rotation are Nathan Micolet, Peyton Lane, Cameron Spencer, and Chase Williams. Looking at the schedule for Washburn in 2019, there is one stretch that does jump out to me for the Ichabods. Last season, again, Washburn finished 5-6 after consecutive 7-5 seasons that saw them go to bowl games in each. In 2018, Washburn lost 3 of its last 4 games, going into the season finale against Nebraska Kearney at home, the Ichabods sat at 5-5, and despite the disappointing campaign to that point, had a chance to win a game and put themselves in a conversation for a bowl game. They lost that game 17-16. And so, coming into 2019, I think the key stretch of games for Washburn is going to be the last 4 weeks of the season. October 26th, at home against Central Oklahoma. November 2nd, at Emporia State. November 9th, at home for Pittsburgh State. And November 16th, that long road trip up to Kearney, Nebraska, to take on the Lopers. In 2018, during that stretch, Washburn was 1-3. with the way the schedule sets up and the early going, I think it's going to be critically important for Washburn to shoot for at minimum 2-2 in that stretch, but ideally 3-1. If you've been listening to our previews up to this point, that means that Washburn is going to have to win one or two games there that projections show they shouldn't win. However, if their goal is to get back up above 500 and get back to the postseason, I think that that is what it's going to take in the last 4 weeks of the season for Mitch Schurig and the Ichabods to get back to playing a game in late November or early December. You're listening to MIAA Weekly. I'm your host, Jesse Cordova. Email the show at MIAAweekly@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at MIAAweekly. That's going to do it for part one of episode 7, where we broke down the Washburn Ichabods. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back on the other side, we head to Maryville, Missouri, where we caught up with one of the captains of the Northwest Missouri Bearcats at MIAA Media Days in Kansas City to get their mindset after finishing 9-2 last year, but losing the conference championship to Fort Hays State. Among other things, we talk about the explosive offense that the Bearcats returned in 2019, including a returning starting quarterback for the first time in Rich Wright's era. Defensively, the Bearcats have to replace a lot of production, specifically along that defensive line. We'll take a look at the roster and see if we can figure out who those players are going to be that fill those roles. And I'll give my prediction as to whether or not Northwest Missouri State can get back on top of the league standings this fall. Keep it locked right here. We talk Northwest Missouri State football right after this. This is MIAA Weekly. Welcome back to MIAA Weekly. I'm your host, Jesse Cordova. This is part two of episode 7, when we break down the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats football team. Coming off of a 9-2 regular season, when the Bearcats won a share of the MIAA conference crown before making it to the second round of the playoffs, beating Grand Valley State in round one before losing to eventual national finalist Ferris State in the second round. For the first time since Rich Wright has taken over as coach of the Bearcats, in 2019, he's going to have a returning starting quarterback. Redshirt sophomore Braden Wright steers the ship on the offensive side of the ball after being named the MIAA Freshman of the Year in 2018. But Northwest Missouri State is known for always having one of the strongest defenses in the country. At MIAA Media Days in Kansas City, I caught up with one of the key cogs in that defense for 2019, senior linebacker and team captain Andy Hessler. Among other things, I asked Andy what he thought about the offense this season and who some of the new playmakers were going to be in 2019 as the Bearcats looked to reclaim the MIAA crown and take it all for themselves.
Welcome back into MIAA Weekly. This is Jesse Cordova, joined now by Northwest Missouri State linebacker Andy Hessler. Andy, thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so, you know, Northwest is the bully on the block. Whether you guys are the defending champions or not, it seems like right now you're the ones with the target on your chest every single year at this time. What's that like when you kind of, from the time you go into a program to the point where you're a senior and your coach has picked you to be one of the guys that comes and represents the program?
Personally, we've always had that target on our back, but we at Northwest, we don't really look at it like that. A lot of people say it's pressure. I don't believe in pressure. I believe that you prepare and you study game film and you put in the work and there shouldn't be any pressure. So everyone wants to beat us, but everyone wants to win every game. So I believe everyone has a target on their back. And just because we've won a few national championships, but we haven't done anything in the past 2 years, so I don't believe there's any target on our back.
All right, I'm going to kind of throw a curveball. You're a linebacker, but I want to ask you about your guys' offense first.
Yeah.
You line up against them every day in practice. What's kind of the most dynamic thing about them? Like, what it is that makes them so good?
Well, this year, having a quarterback return for his second year that Coach Wright's never had before, a returning quarterback, Braden, he's really gelled and understood football a lot more this year. He's starting to see coverages and understand what defenses are trying to do to concepts, and he's starting to see the game. And if you've ever played football, the game slows down the further you get into your career. But our speed never slows. Our speed on offense is always fast. Our skilled positions are fast. But the thing that makes us different is our O-line. It always starts at the in the trenches with the O-line, D-line. That's why we're good on defense. Our defense or our O-line is gritty. They're mean. We got a lot of country boys in on the O-line, and they like to get in there. They don't talk much. They just do their job, and they protect Braden. They protect all of our quarterbacks, and they're going to open up lanes. And if we can get a couple big rushes, and then we're able to hit you over the top, that's really the difference that we take pride in, because we're going to run the ball, and we're going to stop the run.
Let's kind of go back into your comfort zone on defense. So, obviously, you're right in the middle of it all.
Yep.
Last year, you guys got a ton of production out of a few guys. Austin Askew led the league in sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Richards led the league in interceptions. Trent Nally was second in the league in interceptions. That's a lot of production that's now gone. Who are some guys that are going to step up defensively that we're going to know their name? Maybe we don't know it now, but we're going to know it come November.
Some guys, obviously, he's played for 3 years, but he's had a couple injuries. Jake Gassman, he's another captain. He's not here today, but he is a dynamic player. He makes plays, and he will come and hit you square in the mouth like a missile. Brody Buck played a lot last year. Jackson Barnes. And then there's a guy that really hasn't played much. He's played on special teams, but he is a raw talent. Sam Phillips. He's in the linebacking core. He's raw, but he's very athletic, and he can make some plays. And then on the D-line, we've brought in a couple transfers for the DBs that are fast and physical, but the D-line, that's where it all starts, and that really makes our difference. Dustin Piper, we moved him to the outside. He did 100. He was 100 times the player he's been. He's lost some weight. He's transformed his body, and he's looking better than ever. He's playing D end, and then I think Big Red. He's going to make a big impact for us on the inside. So I'd say those guys.
As a player and a leader on this team, what are your expectations for 2019?
2019, we are going for a national championship. That's why we sign here. That's why you come to Northwest. You don't come here to make it to the second round of the playoffs. Some people believe that we've did better than the 2017 just because we made it a game further. But in our books, that's not a successful season. We're going to learn, grow from our mistakes. We're going to learn from being in the playoffs, take all that with a grain of salt. But our goal is to win a national championship just like every other year.
This is the MIAA Weekly Podcast. I'm Jesse Cordova, joined by a linebacker who already looks like he's ready to blow something up, even though he's wearing a really nice shirt and tie. He is Andy Hessler. Andy, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very
much. Good luck this season.
Appreciate it.
You're listening to MIAA Weekly. I'm your host, Jesse Cordova. Email the show at MIAAweekly@gmail.com and make sure you follow us on Twitter at MIAAweekly. That was senior linebacker and defensive captain Andy Hessler of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, recapping the 2018 season and talking about the Bearcats in 2019 and giving us some names of players to watch on that defense after losing a lot of star power at the top from guys like Jack Richards, Ben Althoff, Anthony Lane, and Austin Askew, to looking ahead to 2019 and replacing them with names like Jackson Barnes, Brody Buck, Dustin Piper, and of course, the man Andy Hessler referred to as Big Red. But if you're looking for him in the program, his real name is Zach Howard. He's a 305-pound defensive tackle out of Bolivar, Missouri. But let's start with the offense. Because like I said in the beginning of this segment, Braden Wright returns after being named Freshman of the Year in the MIAA at quarterback for Rich Wright and the Bearcats this season. Last year, Braden Wright finished with 2,596 yards passing, 24 touchdowns, and 7 picks. He had a QB efficiency rating of 132.5. But Wright is also a dual threat, as he's also the Bearcats' second-leading returning rusher from a season ago. Last year, he had 132 carries for 514 yards and 11 touchdowns on the ground. Those 11 touchdowns on the ground were actually the best mark on the team in 2018. So while the defense, who we've grown accustomed to always being very, very good, and we've grown accustomed to them being a great program, and that's a reference to a previous episode when I asked the question, what is the mark of a great program? And the answer, in my opinion, is that great programs are able to replace production from known commodities after those guys graduate or move on from the program with people or with players that fans are not familiar with at the beginning of the season. So Northwest Missouri State, as a great program, we're used to them doing that on the defensive side of the ball. But if you look historically at the national championship caliber Northwest Missouri State teams in recent history, you'll notice that in addition to having a stellar shutdown defense, their offense was keyed by one marquee playmaker on that side of the ball. Xavier Oman was a player like that, although he never won a national championship. LaRon Council was like that. And Brady Bowles was that way as well. Braden Wright, although he's only a redshirt sophomore, looks like the kind of player who, before his career is over, we might be talking about him as that kind of elite offensive playmaker who makes Northwest Missouri all that much more terrifying. Because no matter who the players are, no matter what the names are, no matter what the jersey numbers are, Northwest Missouri State is always going to have a really, really, really good defense. But the truly terrifying Bearcats teams are the ones that have that great defense, but also have an offense that keeps you up at night. And all that is to say that with Braden Wright at the helm, this Northwest Missouri State offense is probably keeping some defensive coordinators awake at night. In addition to Braden Wright returning in 2019, the Bearcats also returned their leading rusher from last season, Isaiah Strayhorn. Strayhorn, a 195-pound senior, ran for 874 yards last year and 7 touchdowns. His backup, sophomore Raymond Thomas, is a little guy, 5'7", 180 pounds. He carried the ball just 30 times for 188 yards. But both of those two running backs averaged over 6 yards a carry in 2018. Combine those two returning players with Division I transfer Justin Rankin, who comes to Northwest Missouri State after playing the first 3 years of his career at Kent State, and you've got a three-headed monster at tailback that is arguably the best in the MIAA this season. But in 2019, the playmakers on offense don't stop in the running back room. Northwest Missouri State returns 3 of its top 4 pass catchers from 2018. Alec Tatum returns after catching 37 passes for 519 yards and 3 touchdowns a season ago. LaTroy Harper is a 6'1", 192-pound sophomore from Hamilton, Missouri, who caught 21 passes for 276 yards and 2 scores. And tight end Marcus Andrews caught 20 passes for 222 yards and 4 touchdowns in 2018. But, small mercies for the rest of the MIAA, Northwest Missouri State did lose their top overall receiver, Sean Bain, who had 775 yards receiving last year with 7 scores. Other players hoping to add depth at wide receiver for Northwest Missouri State this season are junior Nick Clark, Caden Davis, Grant Martin, Amoni Donadell, redshirt freshman Tyree Sorrells, Pat Walton, Trey Wheaton, Blake Brown, and sophomores Dante Keys and Gus Gomez. Along the offensive line, Northwest Missouri State returns 3 starters from 2018, left tackle Tanner Owen, left guard Gabe Botts, and right guard Ryan Spellhog. But onto the side of the ball, where the bread is buttered for Northwest Missouri State, the defense. As stated before, the Bearcats defense is going to have to replace a tremendous amount of defensive production, namely from defensive back Jack Richards. Richards last season had 95 tackles and a conference best 5 interceptions. His friend Trent Nally, who was also in the defensive backfield, was second in the MIAA with 4 picks. On the defensive line, Northwest Missouri State loses sack leader Austin Eskew. Last season, Eskew led the MIAA with 10.5 sacks in 13 games on the season. He was also tops in the MIAA with 18 tackles for loss. So starting along the defensive line in 2019, players who Northwest Missouri State are going to be leaning heavily on at that unit are going to be returning starter Sam Roberts, who had 13 tackles for loss and 6 sacks last year as a defensive tackle, Spencer Phillips, who had 8 tackles for loss and 2.5 sacks, the aforementioned Big Red, a.k.a. Zach Howard, Kalen Key, who is a Kansas State transfer, and Jacob Geis at defensive tackle. Earlier in the segment, you heard Andy Hessler make mention of Dustin Piper, who slimmed down to 260 pounds to move from defensive tackle to defensive end. At linebacker, Hessler is going to be looking to reclaim a starting position after starting the first 2 games of the season last year before suffering a season-ending injury. In those 2 games that Hessler played, he had 16 tackles and 7 tackles for loss already. He'll be joined at linebacker by returning starter Jackson Barnes. Barnes is the Bearcats' leading returning tackler with 53 stops from a season ago. He also had 3.5 tackles for loss and 1 interception. Andrian Eskew will also be playing for time at linebacker. He played in 6 games last year, finishing with 6 tackles. In the secondary, Northwest Missouri State returns a pair of experienced corners. 6'2" senior Chama Pierre saw action in 11 games last year, totaling 18 tackles and 9 pass breakups. One of his best games of the season was the playoff loss to Ferris State, where he had 4 tackles, and he had 4 pass breakups against Nebraska Kearney, which was a season high. The other experienced cornerback is junior Jaravian Anderson. Anderson, out of Fort Myers, Florida, played in and started in 9 games last season and had his best game in the playoff opener with 6 tackles against Grand Valley State in a 42-17 win for the Bearcats. At safety, redshirt senior Jacob Gassman returns in 2019. Gassman started the opener for the Bearcats last season, but suffered a season-ending injury and didn't play again after that first game. In that one start, Gassman had 8 tackles, including 6 solo stops. Other defensive backs in the rotation with experience from last season are senior Gerald Green, Blake Bayer, and sophomore corner Keelan Hunter. So looking at the schedule for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats in 2019, there is a stretch that jumps out. Last season, the only stumbles that the Bearcats had in the regular season before the playoffs were the game against Fort Hays State and in week 4 on the road at Edmond in Central Oklahoma. And so in 2019, the segment of the schedule that fans should circle is the stretch from September 28th through October 12th. In those 3 weeks, the Bearcats will host Central Oklahoma, travel to Emporia to take on Emporia State, and then take on Pittsburgh State at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. The Bearcats have got high aspirations in 2019. They feel like they're a team that should be a favorite for the conference championship, and you heard Andy Hessler say it himself. The standard at Northwest Missouri State is to win national championships. In order for Northwest Missouri State to put themselves in a position to make the D2 playoffs and host playoff games instead of having to travel to Michigan again, they're going to have to take care of business in this very tough stretch in the middle of the season. UCO is extremely talented, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Emporia State has proven themselves to be a good program and feels like they're still going to be a productive team despite losing a lot of firepower on offense. And Pittsburgh State is as talented a roster as there is in the MIAA this season. In that 3-week stretch, if the Bearcats go 3-0, then one has to think that they will most likely be undefeated going into their November 9th showdown on the road at Hays, Kansas against Fort Hays State. If Northwest Missouri State gets through their schedule with one loss or less, then I think that at the very least, the Bearcats will get to host at least one home game in the playoffs instead of, again, having to travel on consecutive weeks as far as Michigan. But the season for the Bearcats starts on Thursday, as it does for everybody else, on the road. They'll travel to St. Joseph to take on a Missouri Western Griffins team coming off of a bowl win last season. And incidentally, in episode number 9, we'll be taking a look at the Missouri Western Griffins and seeing if they can replace the starting quarterback and continue to build on a successful season in 2018 that took a lot of people by surprise. I talked to Coach Matt Williamson at MIAA Media Days and discussed, among other things, the culture of physicality that he's building at Missouri Western and what he thinks is going to be a key defensively for the Griffins to build on a 7-5 season in 2018. In addition to talking Missouri Western, we'll travel to Hayes, Kansas to check in with the defending MIAA champions. I caught up with one of the senior captains at MIAA Media Day to get a player's perspective on a successful rebuild at Fort Hays State under Chris Brown and what the goals are for the Tigers in 2019. That's in the next episode of MIAA Weekly. Until that time, I'm Jesse Cordova. Thank you for listening. Daps, high fives, and handshakes.